I was 40 and I wanted a baby very much. And I talked to my doctor. He said, you know, we can help you with that. On my 43rd birthday, I was pregnant with you. One look at your face, I knew you, you knew me. You looked at me as if to say, what took you so long? That was the truth. It was a long journey. I decided to have you by myself. It took a lot of time and effort and money. And there you were. And the neonatologist had to check you. And I'll never forget his words. He said, pink, perfect, beautiful, hand her to mama. And I'll never forget the moment. It was the highlight of my entire life. You wanted to walk so badly, and you were crawling immediately, and you were turning over, and all the tummy time, everything, you were doing everything up to the minute, but you weren't quite walking yet, and you were about to turn one, and you still weren't walking, but you wanted to. And we were at Patty and Carrie's for Christmas Day, and you were wearing your little green velvet dress, and you angled yourself up, holding onto my knees, and then you looked at the Christmas tree and walked 13, 14 steps, whatever it was, to the tree to grab an ornament or whatever it was, or look at the presents. I've had to learn patience. I've had to learn how to share my time. I got a lot of my, you know, independent living out of the way, but at the same time, you know, it's a compromise. It's living with another person. I wouldn't change a thing because you're the best thing that ever happened to me, for sure. But sometimes, you know, it feels a little, you know, we're in a two-bedroom apartment and it's a little cramped sometimes. I think that we have a lot of love and a lot of mutual admiration for each other, and so I think it works. Well, you hated to leave parties, so I was always that person dragging you out screaming. Yeah, but it was very difficult to get you out of parties. You just loved being around people, which is great. I mean, but you just did not want it to end, and you would be the kid that had the most difficulty separating yourself from the fun. No, I love children. I love watching you girls grow. You're all so, you know, individually different, but all together terrific. When I see you together and when I see you having a good time and how you connect with your friends, I think it's wonderful. And sort of the common denominator of all of you is that you're all smart.
Thank you so much.
I love you so much.